Hey, Leah Waldos, and we are back bringing you your favorites by the beach. Drinks, delicious food, and of course, the best ocean view in Vero. Some things have changed with the times, but most importantly, we are here to serve you and get you out of the house. So come over to Waldos, and as we always like to say, welcome home. Also, check out some great hotel deals with the Driftwood Resort. Two-night studio, and get your third night free. Waldos and the Driftwood Resort would like to welcome you back and want to be part of your staycation destination.
We moved on up. Planet Vero Radio. Great talk for the Treasure Coast can now be heard on 101.7 FM WCZR and 103.7 FM WQOL. Listen for our many local specialty shows from Friday through Sunday on these regional FM stations. Or listen at your leisure by finding Planet Vero Radio on many podcast platforms, including Spreaker. And thank you for continuing to support Planet Vero's local talk and entertainment format. We're here for you, Treasure Coast.
Where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, isn't that exciting for those who've been listening for a long time? That's right. You heard her correctly. We changed it up a bit. Yes, with the merger that's happened and on our new frequency at 101.7 FM, we have a bigger range. So we've been able to make some tweaks, and we're very excited to unveil the treasurecoastinsider.us for an ongoing next, what have we hoped for, Cindy? Another 10 years at least? We just celebrated our 10-year anniversary.
At least 10.
At least 10.
At least 10, maybe 20.
I'm not going anywhere. Nope. I plan to age gracefully. Indeed. And you know what, folks? There is always so much to share about what's going on in the Treasure Coast. For those of you who aren't familiar, the Treasure Coast is more than just Indian River and St. Lucie County. It also includes Martin County and parts of Okeechobee. So we're really excited to be able to help spread the good word about all the things that are happening throughout the area. And hopefully get you engaged so that you can figure out where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout this region. With that being said, I have some great guests on the show today. Not only have I recently been asked and accepted the opportunity to serve on the board for the Martin Arts Council, this is a group that I have fallen in love with a few years back because of how much they dedicate to the community. And since then, more exciting things are happening even amidst COVID. So that's just awesome, right? Because we can't ever stop. We just have to pivot and recreate. And that's what we're doing, hence the Treasure Coast Insider. So here on the show, I have a couple of great gals. I'm going to start off by introducing to you all the executive director of the Martin Arts Council, the beautiful Nancy Terrell. How have you been, my friend?
I am great, Anna, and you sound like you're just doing amazing things, as always.
You know, that's what happens when you come off of a week-long birthday river-roaming vacation. You come back jazzed and ready to unveil something new and hopefully share with some listeners some exciting things that they might not be super privy to happening outside of Indian River County, and how the arts are really helping people get through these tough times, and you all have been able to accentuate that and your services as a result.
Yeah, you know, we worked really hard and really tried to move very quickly at the beginning of this whole COVID-19 crisis to put resources in people's hands. So we started a weekly newsletter that had all kinds of things, how you could enjoy the arts virtually that were happening, you know, near us, but, you know, super far away too, because it didn't really matter if you were going to get online and go look for something to entertain yourself with or inspire yourself with. It didn't really matter where it was happening at that point in time. We wanted to make sure people knew how to do that.
I did think it was really cool, you know, how like big exclusive museums were able to unveil different sections and different shows to the general public. That was pretty awesome. And you guys made it easy for folks to find it.
Yeah, and that was really our goal, is it needs to be easy, because who has time to figure all this stuff out? So we were trying to put those resources in people's hands, you know, all the way along that same track, trying to get the patrons so that they weren't starved for their arts moments, supporting the artists who live in our community and the arts organizations that are here, you know, making sure they were getting the resources, knowing about applying for the Federal CARES Act money through PPP or an emergency loan or even some of the grant opportunities that were out there. We wanted to make sure we were doing our best to support them. So we had, you know, one hand sort of lifting up the patrons who are out there looking for inspiration, and then the other hand trying to keep everybody else sustained so that they could do the work that we know and have all come to love in our community.
So true. And as a matter of fact, just to expound on that, the Arts Foundation of Martin County also helped to initiate the Artist Relief Fund.
Yes, it did. So, you know, within weeks, I realized that the artists of our community were among the first to really see the economic impact of what COVID was doing. You know, the musicians who played at the bar on Friday and Saturday night, those gigs were canceled. The artists who were scheduled for art shows for the rest of our season, those shows were being canceled. And in most cases, the fees that they paid to be at them weren't being refunded. Exhibits weren't happening. So we turned around and quickly raised a little over $8,000 so that we had a pool of funding available for small grants for artists who made their case. You know, they had to apply and say, you know, I was enrolled in this, that, and the other thing, and I lost this income here, and I can't do this because COVID's going on. So we've, since that time, and it's open until we run out of money, we've fulfilled 12 requests and given away almost $5,500 in grant money to artists.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, every bit makes a difference in these times. And you're so right. The artist community is so different, and they are used to living differently and not necessarily on a weekly paycheck. So though they could get creative, as is part of the makeup of whom they are, this is just so beautiful that there was an opportunity for them to seek relief. And I love that you also had within the Arts Foundation for Martin County, the Women Supporting the Arts as another sector to help in raising those funds and awareness. That's
yeah.
Just so, so cool.
Yeah. So, you know, Women Supporting the Arts has been around since 2003, giving money to artists and arts programming in Martin County. And you know, they raise the money, they all contribute to be part of the pool, and then they review the grants and give the money out to the community. But, you know, I went to them in June and I said, you know, I'm worried about these small organizations in our community that aren't eligible for the big grants. They don't have enough of an employee base to really get some of the other big money that's out there. You know, how are we going to make sure that they're here and ready for us when we can all come back out and enjoy things? So they launched a special fund to do grants to small arts organizations, $250,000 budgets or less. And those grants were due earlier this week, and we'll be reviewing them throughout the month of August and make some announcements later in September about where those funds are going and how they're helping.
Wow, that is impressive. Nancy Terrell, if you're just tuning in, we are having a chat with our executive director of the Martin Arts Council. And, you know, some exciting things has happened during COVID as well, including a little bit of a fusion. And so on the line with us, and especially with the newly appointed name of Treasure Coast Insider, we also have our executive director for arts within St. Lucie, Aliona Ash. Welcome to the program.
Anna, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's my sincere pleasure. And of course, Nancy is just such a visionary to be able to get us all in touch and to highlight this. Nancy, can you really quickly just give us a brief synopsis of how this sort of cultivation of an ongoing outreach for arts was able to kind of brew about? And then we'll let Aliona give us a little bit more information about what's going on in St. Lucie.
I'd be happy to. So both organizations are the local arts agency and appointed by the local county government to promote, celebrate, and support the arts communities in our respective communities. There's one in Indian River County as well. Mm-hmm. So St. Lucie's efforts are now going to be really expanded because for the first time in a long time, they really have a dedicated person who loves the mission and has been hired to really light a fire and a spark in St. Lucie County to celebrate all the great things they have going on there. Even despite this whole COVID crisis, she and I have met a couple of times and gotten excited about the things we can do to celebrate the arts across the borders, because we both believe very strongly that the arts are a regional effort. Most people don't care where the county line lies. They want to go to where the fun is happening and the thing that they want to see is going on. And so we can broaden the audiences for all the organizations in both the counties and Indian River too, by working together to do things like a magazine and other promotional activities that we hope to see grow in the next year or two to get more people attending these activities when they're happening.
That is really well said, Nancy, and I'm very excited to help with the unveiling of the Discovery Stage and more that's happening within St. Lucie County. So, Aliona, sweetheart, tell us a little bit about what's going on in St. Lucie. Some of these excite. I'm looking over just a brief overview of your bullet points, and we've received some grants, and there's more exciting things in the works. Do tell.
Well, first of all, I want to echo everything that Nancy has just said. Arts don't have boundaries, and it is the only universal language that we all speak. So I think we both, all of us agreed that arts heal and arts bring the communities together, and especially in this difficult time, having the arts to lean on, I think, is more critical than ever. So working with somebody like Nancy, who is a visionary and knows this community so well, has been fantastic for me personally. I just want to take my hat off to Nancy. And,
yay,
and
round of applause. Collaboration is everything. Done. Absolutely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So it was wonderful meeting her, and I look forward to working very, very closely to her to make sure that we highlight all of our artists in this region. And St. Lucie is so rich in artists. Unfortunately, I think a lot of our artists are still flying under the radar. So my biggest job right now is to make sure that we identify all the talent that we have in the county and then be able to spotlight them and bring the community together. So we have launched a number of different initiatives through our membership efforts. We have completely revamped our what we're offering to artists, again, with the same idea of trying to offer as much as we can to help our artists get, not just through this crisis, but to get stronger in general. We have launched our own campaign that we're calling Young Hearts to Arts, and it's designed for K through 12 students and college students as well, where we're encouraging our young artists to express empathy and love and unity and passion for their community through their masterpieces. So we just recently extended that deadline, and it's going to be first exhibited on our website and then be a traveling exhibition that's going to travel throughout the county. So we strongly encourage our young artists to pick up their favorite mechanism for creating art and developing that and letting us.
That's fun. And that's going to be artsstlucie.org, and that's ST for Saint, artsstlucie.org. Okay, go on. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I also want to applaud the city of Port St. Lucie. They recently received two very prestigious awards from the National Endowment for the Arts. One is to do a master public art plan through our town grants, which are very difficult to get. And the city of Port St. Lucie has been focusing very hard on developing public art, and they have some beautiful pieces throughout the city. So for those of you who haven't seen it, please take a look at and a drive through the city to see what kind of beautiful arts we have.
So much is emerging. Oh, yeah. It's really impressive to see.
It's evolving extremely fast. And they also received the Challenge America grant to do a mural in along the walls in Minsky Gym, that's part of the city as well. And they're developing the Riverfront District, which is going to have a huge arts component. So Port St. Lucie has been doing a wonderful, wonderful job in infusing arts and culture in everything the city is doing itself. I also want to give applause to Port St. Lucie Art League. They are growing through by leaps and bounds. They have an incredible new president, Joanne Flores, who is a fireball. And they are going to be exhibiting at the Elliott Museum, speaking of no boundaries, in Martin County, of course, and also at the Mid-Florida Event Center sometime next year. The dates are still not certain considering the situation, but they have that commitment. So we're very, very, very proud of them. Port St. Lucie Botanical Garden is going to be holding their second annual art show gardens in Port St. Lucie. That's going to be taking place the first week of January, and they're now accepting applications for artists.
Ooh,
so we encourage everybody to do that as well. And in Fort Pierce, among this craziness, we have new galleries opening up. The one actually opened last week. Steve Vogel opened it, and we have great, great artists. It's called the World Ink Gallery. It's on 2nd Avenue on Main Street. And I encourage everybody to take a look at what they are doing.
World Ink, W-H-I-R-L-E-D, World. I get it. Oh, I get it. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, like when you whirl paint around on a palette on 10-4. Roger that. Mm-hmm.
Very eclectic work, exceptionally beautiful. And the fact that it's opening in this crazy times, I take my hat off to Steve. He's done a wonderful, wonderful job.
Yeah.
And then Fort Pierce Art Club. They are also doing a number of different events. They're exhibiting at Cool Beans Brew. They are right now doing little canvases with easels that they're going to be giving to nursing homes.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, this is lovely. They were gifted 50 plus yard flamingos that their artist is going to be painting, and those will be available for sale. They're very creative.
How much fun.
That is so much fun. And you know what? That's something that's really lightweight and easy to ship. As a fun gift and memento, sending a little sunshine to those who might not be able to travel right now, I think that that's outstanding.
And how fun.
Yeah.
Right. And they're going to have Artober Fest on the 17th, and that's going to include culinary artists and art vendors and art shows. So they've been doing that for a couple of years as well, and that's going to sound to be very, very promising. Our performing-wise, our Jazz and Blues Society is back.
Oh,
so
cool.
They are doing their jam sessions every other Tuesday for the time being at Fort Pierce Yacht Club. So a lot of exciting things are happening in the county, and I'm leaving a lot of stuff out, unfortunately, because I'm still getting to know the community. I've only been there for a couple of months. But everywhere I turn my head, there seems to be more and more art coming out of every single crack in the wall.
Well, that's just it. When we have this time to be able to think creatively, it is really epic to see what can transpire as a result of those energies. And ladies, we do have a break that's coming up. Before we go on break, and since we are talking about art and artisticness, I don't think I've ever seen more nail art than those from our friends over at Foxy Nails Salon and Spa. You know, they just do a great job. They're in the Fresh Market Plaza right next to the Hallmark. They're open 7 days a week by appointment, preferred at this point in time, and masks are a necessity. But they can create any imagery that you want. The things they were able to do for the seniors that were graduating or to keep in theme for holidays, I mean, it's just endless. It's a tremendous amount of talent. It's very cost effective. And I love them like family. So Foxy Nails, it makes for a great gift, a gift card you can always purchase, or you can just make it time for yourself to get pampered. They have all new massage pedicure chairs, and I'm telling you, they are good. They are strong. Like, you feel like you're getting a real massage. It's not just something light. Well, you can go light, but it's just really impressive. So hats off to my friends over at Foxy Nails. And again, you can live link to all of the show sponsors like White Glove Moving and Storage, Caliber Home Loans, True Colors Salon, where they are just masters with reinventing one's look and style when it comes to hair. You can live link to all of them at treasurecoastinsider.us. So we're going to talk more about art and the arts community happening throughout the Treasure Coast with Nancy Terrell and Aliona as soon as we get back from a short commercial break. Cheers.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. August is here, and it's an exciting time of the year. We're looking forward. We're looking forward, and we're being very positive, and I think that's important. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. A special shout-out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. They recently just did a little overview of my policy for me. I can pay off my house in half the amount of time now and spend less every month as a result of these awesome interest rates that are out there. So if that's something that you're considering, perhaps you might need a new roof or a new pool since you're spending so much time at home, consider chatting with my friends over at Caliber Home Loans. And you might be able to do it. You might be surprised. Also, True Color Salon. I have my gal Candace over there. She did a little deeper of my tones. What do you think, Cindy? Can you see the deeper tones? I still have those copper highlights. I'm just very pleased. Always in budget, and they can work with my busy schedule, accommodating me after 5 o'clock. You just can't ask for more. True Color Salon. It's a big salon too, so you don't have to worry about social distancing. They have everything spaced out and sanitary. Hats off to them. And then, of course, White Glove Moving and Storage. We are strong supporters of the Arts Council for Martin County. We love being able to support the arts. We are professional art movers, right? So we love moving everything. But truthfully, being able to provide specialty crating and climate and humidity controlled storage is important when it comes to art. Isn't that true, Nancy?
It is very true. You need to keep, and especially this humidity, and it can really affect regional art. So you need the experts to help you with that.
That's right. And our friends over at White Glove would be happy to help. It's always a free estimate, local and nationwide moving as an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines. What I think is really exciting in chatting with our representatives, our executive directors of the arts councils, both in Martin County and St. Lucie on this program, is that there's things to look forward to, which I just love, because the Courthouse Cultural Center there in Martin County has been closed since COVID. However, you are planning to reopen in late September.
Yes, we are. We do an occasional event called Art Out of the Closet. And, you know, one of the things people have been doing this whole pandemic is cleaning out their homes because nobody's leaving their homes. So we have taken on some amazing donations of lightly used, wonderful art that people can't throw away but just don't have a space for. So we started this years ago that whenever we accumulate enough art, we like to do art out of the closet. So
this
is a great
day
for, yeah, it's a great, well, we used to just do it on one day. We're going to expand it out over a couple of days to try to help with social distancing, but art out of the closet for original art, for frames and some other kinds of random things that artists may want. So it's kind of part garage sale, part art sale. And some of the original works that we've gotten in are just beautiful, and I'm sure you'll want to adopt them into your own home.
Oh,
but then
cool.
There's also, so it's a fun thing. And we've got speakers and easels and empty frames, and there's all kinds of wonderful things. So,
and real quick, because we are down to our last minute, ladies, I do want to touch on the fact that the 35th annual All Florida Juried Show is going to be also approaching this fall for Martin County, and they can go online and perhaps submit.
Get all those details. They can submit. The submission's still open. And on Tuesday, we launched Tuesday's Tempo at 2 with partnership with the Lyric Theater to listen to some wonderful music on Facebook. So check that out, too.
Love that. Okay, that's martinarts.org. And then plan for Arts Fest, my favorite event, February 19th and 20th of 2021. And then, Aliona, one of the things that I know you touched on ever so briefly, but I just want to re-hit it because October is going to be here before we know it, is your Art Oberfest, which is the 17th of October. There's going to be culinary art, arts vendors, an arts show. Is there an opportunity for folks to still maybe sign up and try and participate via the Fort Pierce Art Club? It's wonderful.
Yeah,
and that is artstlucy.org. Saint is S-T, artstlucy.org. Ladies, Nancy Terrell, our executive director of the Martin Arts Council, and Aliona Osh, executive director for St. Lucie Arts. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great week. We'll be back next one. Cheers.